Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We've seen that the virtue of fortitude, of courage, means overcoming our fears for the sake of the greater good. It means doing the right thing, even when we really, really don't want to. But there are two ways to do this. There are two ways to pursue the good, despite the risk and the hardship involved. One is by actively attacking some evil, and the other is by clinging to the good, no matter what. So there are two acts of fortitude, to attack and to endure. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, sometimes courage makes use of the emotion of anger, which gives us the energy and the drive to actively attack some source of evil. This is the first act of courage, courageous attack, also called righteous wrath. Now, that would be a great name for a heavy metal band, wouldn't it, Teresa? Righteous wrath. But really, what it means is that we are to attack, to eliminate any evil that's under our authority or within our control. Now, this doesn't mean to attack people, and it doesn't mean that it's your job to fix or condemn people or all the problems you see. Again, it's to eliminate the evil we can. And we see Jesus live this out, this courageous attack, when he cleansed the temple with the whip. But most importantly, righteous wrath should be directed at our own sin. Righteous wrath gives us the strength to take action in cutting out sinful behavior and the temptations or the near occasions that lead us to sin. And it takes a lot of courage to attack the root of our own personal evil. It takes courage to pluck out the eye or cut off the hand that causes us to sin, which means to root out of our lives anything that's a source of temptation. And we need the energy of anger for that. We need the feeling of You know what? I'm fed up with this. I don't want to commit this sin anymore, so I'm cutting the occasion for this sin right out of my life. Another way fortitude expresses itself is in courageous speech that counteracts lies and immorality. Righteous wrath makes us speak out against injustice, and it gives us the courage to say, hey, would you mind your language, when someone misuses our Lord's name, or to say, that's inappropriate, when somebody makes a filthy joke, or maybe just, hey, that's not true, when somebody repeats a slur against the church, or to stick up for the person that's being slandered or gossiped about. At least to speak up and give them the benefit of the doubt. That all takes courage. And those acts of fortitude, well, they bring us closer to God, and they result in peace and happiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We should do all we can to attack evil, to change bad things when we can. But what do we do when we can't change or fix things? That is when we are called to endure. What is required is a persistent pursuit of the good in endurance. In fact, endurance is the supreme test of fortitude. Because when you've run out of other options, fortitude still enables you to hold your ground and persevere through any oppressing hardship. So ask yourself, what hardship is present in your life? What just won't go away? Is it some addiction you can't break? Some disappointment you can't get over? Do you have some kind of chronic illness? Are your family relationships or your friendships always strained? Is there something you've never been good at? Or are you suffering from depression? Can you not figure out what to do with your life? What is the problem that you just can't fix, no matter how hard you try? Because that difficulty is the opportunity for you to become brave. It's amazing. We think of bravery as some great act that changes everything. But the greatest form of bravery is to persevere in the good and not become evil yourself when there's something you can't change. That's a lot harder. That's actually the virtue of the martyr. So, will you persevere in doing good in spite of whatever problems continue to weigh on you? Let's say you can't manage to stop a certain vice. Will you keep going to confession and keep trying to do better? If so, you're being courageous. Or maybe you're in a marriage that's terribly unhappy, deeply unsatisfying both to you and your spouse. Will you stick it out? Will you continue to try to love your spouse and children and ask God for the grace to bring peace into your family? If so, then you're proving your courage. And trust me, the Lord will not let that courage go to waste. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we talk about endurance, the supreme test of fortitude, we also have to talk about the virtue of patience. Patience is what makes you able to endure cheerfully. That's the key of patience, to do it cheerfully. Because the truth is, you're not really brave unless you can endure cheerfully. Fortitude isn't a virtue for downcast, pessimistic, broken people. Patient, persevering people aren't the ones who say, yeah, you know what? I don't even care anymore, so whatever. Gritting your teeth and bearing it is not patience. Patience is having a sense of humor and being cheerful in the midst of your suffering, like Saint Lawrence, the martyr, who the emperor literally put to death by frying him. And once he was fried on one side, it's reported that he said, I'm done on that side. You can turn me over. That's patience. As opposed to giving up, a state of dejection. To be patient means to persevere cheerfully and peacefully, even with a sense of humor, in spite of the difficulty or suffering endured. Courage isn't an attitude for sad, weak people, but rather for the strong and joyful. What motivates patience, like what motivates all the virtues, is the desire for union with God. So there should be an optimism that characterizes our endurance. Since we who believe in heaven and God's final triumph over history, we know that what's worth having is what's worth both fighting and suffering for in endurance. But always remember, don't fall into the trap of self-reliance. When you're in the midst of a suffering you can't change, tell Jesus, "I can't do this on my own. I need you to come and live through me, because you can do it, Lord." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we talk about these two acts of fortitude, attack and endure, we have to remember that sometimes we're called to take a stand, but sometimes we're not. So we have to pick our battles. And there's a real sense in which there are three tragic mistakes that you want to avoid. First, you can't die on every hill. Second, you want to avoid dying on the wrong hill. This is where you make some great sacrifice, take some big stand on an issue it's not important, or it's not within your authority or your scope of responsibility. It's when you speak out aggressively and you risk or lose some significant benefit or some worthwhile position for no good reason. And that's a sad waste of a witness. It's a waste of courage. But the third tragic mistake is when you don't die on the right hill. When God offers you a chance for true heroism, to take a stand, make a sacrifice on behalf of truth and goodness, and you let the opportunity pass right by. That's a sad waste of an opportunity. We were made for heroism, and to miss your opportunity to be a hero, to be courageous, is to miss your opportunity at living the life you were meant to live. But how do we know the right hill to die on from the wrong one? Well, there's no perfect formula, but there is prayer and there's prudence. When there's some crisis and you're not sure whether to attack and be bold or simply be quiet and endure, immediately turn to Jesus and ask him, Lord, give me the prudence to know when I should attack and when I should just patiently cling to the good. Then our courage will be guided by the Holy Spirit, who will lead us in all truth. And then pray the Serenity Prayer, which does a nice job of connecting prudence and fortitude. Lord, grant me the grace to change the things I can change, and to accept the things I can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast
into hell Satan and all the evil spirits,
who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I'm always interested in what you were reflecting on first.
Something you said early on about patience is more than just gritting your teeth. It reminded me of something I thought that crossed my mind earlier in the day about when I was younger. I got really obsessive about the concept of stoicism.
Oh.
Which was, I think, just a teenage girl's natural, like, solution to the feeling of things being out of control and wanting to control my emotions and being so frustrated by that lack of control. So I kind of swung really far the other way and tried to just eliminate emotion very drastically, which you were very good about. I remember bringing it up to you and my curiosity about the philosophy of Stoicism, and you were like, be careful, like, go ahead, you can learn about that, study all you want, but do be careful, because it's not, there are good ideas, but it's not the right path. But I learned eventually that there are so many things you can't just, like, essentially strangle into submission, in a sense. You can't just bottle everything and crush it down and hold it back with your bare arms, you know? Most things are things you actually just need to let go of. And I found myself much more even keel now, having accepted emotion, than I was back then, trying to force it all down. But that was just what was on my mind.
No, that's really good, because there's two big topics here.
Mm.
One is the proper understanding of the place of emotions.
Yeah.
And the second is knowing where to put our emotional energy and where not to.
Mm-hmm.
These are very, very important topics, because there's always the error that of thinking that, well, either we just need to let our emotions have free reign, you know, just do what mm-hmm. you feel. That's bad. But it's equally as bad to repress mm-hmm. your emotions, because we don't want to let them just spill over wherever they want,
yeah.
but we don't want to dam them up.
Mm-hmm.
So think of a river. You don't want the river just to constantly spill over and ruin everything. And if you dam up a river, sooner or later, what's going to happen is it's going to spill over.
Mm-hmm.
Both bad. So this is where the whole idea of we want to control and direct the emotions by our thinking. So remember how the soul is designed. We have three parts of the soul. The intellect thinks. Then you have the emotions that prompt or propel the choice. So the way an emotion should work is I should wake up in the morning and think coffee's really good. And then my emotions should say, yeah, I really like coffee, which prompts me to make some coffee.
Hmm.
That's how it should work. But too often, our emotions take our thinking hostage and force it just to sit in the back of the car with a gun to our head while the emotions decide to drive and make a mess. And that's what you were experiencing as a young teenager.
Absolutely.
Your emotions had taken your intellect hostage.
But part of it is, instead of, because it would even become more frustrating if I thought that I would just, and this is, because I fully agree, but I think there needs to be a caveat here in understanding how we get the emotions in check. And that's, you can check it with your will. That does not mean the emotion will go away. Because every time I was like, okay, I know what my thinking is, my feelings have not changed in the least bit, would just increase the feeling of
frustration,
the realization of how out of control it was.
Yeah.
But part of it is acknowledging it, and it's almost its own act of just letting it go.
I think the most important thing to do with emotions is, first thing, acknowledge the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel angry. I feel sad. I'm frustrated.
And you can feel it.
That's the whole point.
Feel it.
That's the whole point. You feel the emotions in your mind and body.
You can't try to, like, metaphorically tear it out by its root and just stop feeling it.
No, that's wrong.
I know. I'm clarifying. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing at all here. But the feeling is very different.
Yeah, I feel very strongly anger or sadness.
Because I think when we name it, we're kind of introducing our intellect and our passions.
That's exactly what we're doing. That's why you gotta name it.
Mm-hmm.
I even find it powerful. When I have a strong emotion I can't deal with, I write down, I mm-hmm. feel this.
Mm-hmm.
Because what that immediately does is it immediately gets my brain,
yeah.
my thinking involved.
Mm-hmm. And then you can start actually thinking about, okay, I'm driving in traffic and I'm really frustrated by something. If first I name, I'm really angry right now, Am I angry because that person is driving a little too slow in front of me, or am I angry because I'm late? Am I angry because of the other parts of this situation that are now out of control? So I'm blaming things and hoping that those are more changeable than the things that are actually to blame for the situation.
Yeah.
And once you acknowledge that, the emotion is like, okay, I've done my job. Exactly. I realize I can't do the thing I wanted to do. Let's give up on that.
Yeah, that you've hit it right on the head. Three powers of the soul: intellect, feelings, and will. The feelings get in charge. They don't really want to be in charge. But as soon as you acknowledge it, you have to think, which puts the thinking back in charge. Mm-hmm. And if we keep doing that, remember, check and command, check, stop, think, and then do the right action. If we keep doing that, eventually the feelings will start to get in line.
Yeah, which is when we're doing meditation, talking about attack and endure, that's honestly the biggest part of endure.
It's the biggest part of endure. Because think of the emotions that are spilling over when you face something that you can't change.
Mm-hmm. And it's constant.
It's constant.
It's going to be a long time. It's, you have the desire to attack and flail about and do anything, but those things are now out of control.
Yeah, I really think when we're faced with things we can't change that are bad and they're painful, emotionally or physically, write down how you feel and then think about it and then decide what you're going to do. But don't leave it there. Tell Jesus over and over, I can't do this on my own. Jesus, you got to do it for me. I surrender to you. Because he will come and live through you. And he will empower you to do what you can't do by yourself.
And I think you'll realize what you can come to terms with.
And then you'll be doubly amazed with what he can do through you.
Mm-hmm.
That's beyond your power.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.